Thanks for listening to WAER News on WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kevin Kloss. More student tenants have come forward with complaints about unsafe and unsanitary conditions at properties owned by a university-area landlord. The students are the latest to join a tenant association that formed in February, demanding that Syracuse Quality Living promptly and properly address maintenance complaints. SU graduate student Emily Kraft says nothing appeared wrong until she moved in.
I would say our first issue was the cabinet falling off the wall. We had all of our dishes and plates in that cabinet, and my roommate was right below it. I was also in the kitchen, and everything just shattered all over the floor, and no apology from the company, didn't even replace any of the items.
Urine stains around the toilet, like old used rags in the sink in the bathroom, mice dropping underneath the sink, molded food in the refrigerator. We complained about it, and we left the house so that maintenance could clean the house the same day. When we returned, nothing was done.
Right now, we're dealing with ant and mice infestations. At night when you're sleeping, you hear the mice like running around in the walls and stuff. It's really bad.
My dad put a pepper shaker on the floor, and you know, it immediately rolled inward because our whole building is just collapsing in the center. And we've noticed like doors are shifting and just the general apartment building is shifting. And I'm genuinely concerned if it's going to be safe.
We also heard from OCC students Benjamin Good and Mape Avasa. They and the other tenants say they want out.
In just 3 months, everything that we've been through, we're kind of uncomfortable to even stay in SQL. So our hopes is for them to just terminate our lease, reimburse the stuff that was stolen so we could just really part ways. And just a wake-up call for them to, like, get on top of the game.
We hope that this is not just like a one and done situation. And I don't think that everything should be addressed through demand letters time and time again. They can't just keep having a tenants organization come after them. It's not responsible as a company.
SQL owner Ravi Saluja declined an interview, but did tell WAER News he believes a handful of students are exaggerating their complaints in order to get out of their leases. He says he's hired more maintenance personnel and are staying on top of tenant concerns. Find more on this and other local news stories at WAER.org.